believe the verse that we read on Tuesday is a verse that's very applicable. Search me, O God. Know my heart. Are we willing to say, Lord, try me? Lord, you look. You see if there be any wicked way in me. And Lord, I want to submit. The old man rebels. He will not submit. Lord, lead me in the way everlasting. The last part, and this is where we want to see having a form of godliness. This is what this is. Young people, the principle that was set before us yesterday was separation from what is evil. Separation. But I have a great difficulty separating from evil if I don't see that evil is not done by material things. Evil is practiced by people. So I find that I have instruction here. Denying the power thereof, from such turn away. You mean I can't help fix this situation? You mean I can't go in and begin to speak and start to help to repair this terrible apostasy that has come in? Well, don't ask me. Don't ask John, David, Tony, Emil. You don't have to ask us. You go to the Word of God for the answer. And tell me, what does it say? From such turn away. What is required of you and I is obedience. Obedience to what the Scriptures say. He tells us what the end of this is going to be. Of this sort are they which creep into houses. They lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come, he says, to a knowledge of the truth. Now, and others may want to pick up more on this, but we come to Jannes and Jambres. Do you know what they were? They were imitators. They were magicians, weren't they? They were the ones that could perform what appeared to be the very same miracles that Moses was performing. Very difficult to detect. How do you work with somebody like that? The Spirit of God says, I don't expect you to. I expect you to leave them where they are. Turn away from them and follow something else. I don't know whether, Emil, we haven't heard from you. What do you say on these?
Jannes and Jambres were Egyptian, that's why I'm quiet. I think I appreciate what you said about imitators. Fake, not real, but the impact of them on the others around them. And that's why we need to be very careful of what is the airwaves are broadcasting to us from so-called Christian Institute. You guys have a lot of access to listen to messages, Christian stuff, Christian music, Christian this, Christian that. They all label Christians. Now you understand it's a great house. We need that discernment. Are you with me? You are? We need that discernment because what you are going to hear is a lot of stuff that these guys are preaching about self, lover of self. We have heard about that. You are number one, as we have heard. Everything is about you, not about the Lord Jesus. It's about you. The other thing is lovers of money. You hear these two TV preachers talking about money all the time and prosperity. And if you just become a Christian and have faith, you're going to have a lot of money and a big car and whatever you want and a big palace. This is coming from Christian Institute, lovers of money. It's right there. And they Christianize it. And lovers of pleasure. It's another one. They are all imitator. They tell you about the things of the world. They are okay. You should enjoy them. You should have as much as... Forget about the Bible and stuff. They are turning things like that. And you hear that day in and day out. Be careful. Be careful. It's coming from Christian Institute. But they are, as we have heard, imitators. They imitate the truth. And they resist. They resist the word of God. So, what is my responsibility? There is one negative and one positive. The negative one we have heard in verse 5, in the end of verse 5, turn away from these. Separate yourself from these. Don't listen to them. Don't get involved with them. Don't associate yourself with them. Turn away from them. They're going to contaminate you. They're going to impact you. They're going to impact the way you think. Because they're going to use Bible verses to prove their point. But then, when we come to verse 10, now we see the other positive thing that you need to do. They are imitators. They are not real. But the Apostle Paul presents himself now as the real thing. And if you want to imitate somebody, I have it for you. What is the resources in this day where we are living? Are we left alone to kind of see all of these things and kind of... We have resources. And if you go on from verse 10 on, we'll look at the resources that we have in these hard days that we are living in.